Hello everyone and welcome to the New York Fashion Week episode of Flying Solo Podcast. Today we have two amazing guests joining. They will talk about their Fashion Week experience with Flying Solo, how they were able to get many press features and lessons that they learned along the way. The first designer is LaToya McClurry of Odd Life World, an incredible eyewear brand. We also have Alexandra Murgot of Maina Moxam, a clothing brand known for its statement colorful outerwear. Both of these incredible designers are longtime members of Flying Solo community and have participated in multiple fashion shows. Today, they're here to share their experiences, what to expect, and what they wish they had known before their first show. Welcome. And I'll start with an easy question. How was it for you the first time around?
Oh, hi guys, I'm LaToya. So nice to see your faces. For me personally, I've been doing Fashion Week for quite a while and nothing can ever prepare for the first show because I was literally my first show and my first year as an entrepreneur. So I was literally learning on the job. The most important takeaway for me is you have to pay attention and soak in everything because that first show is what's going to gear you up for the second show, right? So my first experience was just learning and just observing and more importantly, being respectful to the other designers.
Hello everyone, I'm Alexandra. My label is Maina Moxam. I'm originally from New Zealand and I moved here 2 years ago. And when I did New York Fashion Week in September last year, it was my debut at New York Fashion Week. So it was, I had 2 weeks to make that collection. I had Arctic fox fur coats and cashmere scarves, and then I was offered the opportunity to do the show. And I literally sat at my kitchen table in my undies and sewed everything after coming into the garment district and buying fabric. And I turned up to the meeting that you're at now, slightly petrified, looking at everybody like, is anybody else still sewing? Like, my garments are not quite finished. Yes. It's like my little eyes open on toothpicks. Yes. And I felt like a bit of a fish out of water. And I want to assure you guys to take a deep breath and just have so much fun because Flying Solo has it covered. And I think LaToya would agree with me on this, that I've done other fashion shows in the past as a model and as a designer, and they are not run like Flying Solo. It is, the logistics are snickety-poo, the timing is great, you're going to have a production manager who's got it down. But the one thing that you could do to really help yourself and everybody else is to make sure that you're really organized with your garments. So have, if you're a garment, you know, a fashion line, have them in the order of what you want for your models and have your boxes and your shoes and don't expect to have a lot of space because it's not going to happen. And with accessories, I'm sure you feel the same. Just make sure that your organization is really on board. But yes, I wish somebody had sat me down and just said, it's going to be so much fucking fun. Enjoy yourself. I think it's like having your first baby. It's like, nothing prepares you for what it's like to see the things that you've spent so long making walk down in front of the runway.
Absolutely. And also collaborating and being respectful to the other designers is super important. Like, this is just my personal experience and Flying Solo has been so on top of it, you know, stressing collaboration, being respectful. Like we're in the show, like the backstage and you're throwing people's garment down. You have to really be respectful. As she mentioned, it took her like a short time and lots of sweat and tears to make these products. So please guys, just be respectful of your other designers. It's super important, right? So I know it's crazy and it's hectic and you're grabbing stuff and you're grabbing this, but just try to bear in mind that we worked really hard on this collection and you have to be respectful and, you know, just be respectful of your other designers.
To add on that, you will be given the names of your models. It's really nice to make sure that you tag your models in all the shots. And tag the production assistant.
Everyone gets tagged. It's super important.
And if you can't fit it in your social media, like within the comment section for the actual post, like go and stick it down underneath. Because like everybody's taken so much time and effort to be there. And it takes a lot of investment, even from the models or the people who brought the models. And, you know, it's just like a really nice thing just to make sure everybody's included.
And one thing I want to piggyback on what Alexandra said, I mean, not everyone can do it, but if you could have a style assistant just that day, just to get all the information of the models and everyone, because trust me, my first show, I made so many mistakes in terms of not tagging people, not deliberately, but because you have so many models, you have all these people that you need to tag, and it's super important to tag them. So my first, that was also a huge learning for me. I'm like, oh my God, I didn't tag this model. I'm like, what is her name? I didn't, you know what I mean? So I, from, you know, moving forward, I try to get a friend. It doesn't have to be like someone in fashion, just someone to say, I need your help this day. Can you get all the information of all the designers, all the models? I have to tag everyone. That's super important as well. So have someone to help you on the day, right? You need that help. You need that support. Yes.
Amazing. So another, like, speaking of social media, so obviously Flying Solo provides photos and videos of the actual shows, but I know that you both ladies are really good on social media. And what other aspects of the show and, like, the whole production is important, in your opinion, to capture backstage, fitting, whatever else you can help their designers with?
Tell it, Alexandra.
I think, I mean, with social media, I'm not the queen of social media, I have to admit. But I do notice that my followers love seeing behind the scenes. And I love showing behind the scenes. I mean, I don't really give a fuck what I show on social media. You get what you get. And it's kind of like, but for me, I love seeing what happens behind. And I love seeing, like, the models. But do be respectful of other people getting changed and the logistics of what that can mean, like, within the background shots. There is the footage, receiving the footage of the show is incredible. You may have to wait a little bit, so don't, you know, get upset if you haven't got your images straight away. Like, the photographers have so much work to go through and so many pictures to label and tag and, you know, put through their own companies before as well. So they have a procedure to go through.
Yeah.
But it's a fashion show, and to see what's happening behind is so neat. Who gets to see that? It's the juicy bits as well.
For the behind the scenes in working with Flying Solo, I mean, I've been doing eyewear for 6 years. I've been with Flying Solo for my entire, like, you know, 6 years, and I've done other shows, and Flying Solo in terms of their backstage is the more organized I've ever seen. The most important thing, guys, don't panic, don't just focus on the work and relax and breathe. It will all work out, I promise you, right? I mean, my first show, like I said, everything absorb and learn, because believe me, what you're watching and doing in your very first show, you're going to say, oh, I wish I'd known. Like, soak up everything that you can, because the behind the scene gets very crazy, and you have to just breathe, relax, and know that that is your work, and it will come down the runway the way you want it. And I think you should just have fun. And this is for me personally, I don't know, because I've done so many shows, I've done Miami, Paris, New York, I just try to relax and just enjoy the moment, right? I feel like when you panic too much, nothing, like, you know, just relax and enjoy the show. Flying Solo got you, okay? They got you. So,
one thing I would say to elaborate on that, if you're a fashion collection, when you do your fittings, you need to make sure that you get everything to a point where you're really happy with it and you're happy with your models.
Yes.
And if you've made garments that are either too small or you have a model that it's not fitting right, then you really need to raise your hand at that point and say,
yes,
I need a new model, or can we find somebody else, or this isn't working, because you want to make sure at the end of the fitting that you have everything totally
everything
sorted.
Is done.
And basically it's just putting your models into each bag, and that's going to reduce a lot of your stress and worry about
the fitting
else.
Is super important.
Yeah,
guys.
Fitting
everything gets done on that day. Bags done, ready to go.
Yeah.
So the fittings are super important. Yes.
Yes. Yes, and to piggyback on that, after the fitting, there are no more changes.
No more changes, guys.
No more changes.
Yes.
So can definitely confirm that.
Yes,
so whatever you decided then cannot be changed on the day of the show. So
right.
Be mindful of that. And that brings me to the next topic, is more of the power of collaboration. So obviously LaToya, as a accessory brand, had to collaborate with many different designers.
Yes.
So how was it for you? How do you approach collaborations? Like, what designers were, in your opinion, the most successful to collaborate with, at least, you know, categories or
what would you like to share with accessory brands that they need to know?
Okay, accessory, we definitely need collaborators, right? Mm-hmm. We definitely have to work with clothing brand. For me personally, as an eyewear designer, I feel like collaborating with any brand that fits my aesthetic, I'm always open. I'm not like, I'm not gonna work with this designer, because Flying Soul has, over the years since I've worked with them, has been pretty excellent. I don't even have to pick the designers anymore. They know me so well. They're like, LaToya, you're working with this brand. I'm like, okay, I trust you. And then, you know, so for me, it's super important to collaborate, guys. We must understand that this is an industry that we need each other. We may not like, oh, I don't need you. And not even as an eyewear designer, even as a clothing designer, you need a collaboration. I feel like things flow so much better. I can't tell you how many production I've gotten just through collaborating with other designers, right? And this is why the tagging is also important, because in tagging people, they sometimes don't know who is behind the brand. They need to know who is behind the brand, and that when they have a face, then they're like, oh, she's pleasant, I'd love to work with her. Elizabeth can tell you that I've gotten, in 1 month, just for tagging people, I've gotten over like 10 magazine spread just by tagging people, right? So collaboration is very important. As an eyewear designer, you have to collaborate. You have to work well with each other. Yes, it's super important. You can't do it alone, guys. Believe me, you cannot.
Oh, I was just going to say, I think also, you know, as a garment brand, I think sometimes people are concerned about the aesthetic of your brand or your brand identity. Yes. And I really think you should put that aside, because the power of connecting with a handbag or eyewear or jewelry designer, the doors that can open up, but also like completely different demographic of people that company has already brought to your brand. So don't shy away from being like, no, I just want it to be my identity and everything I've done. It's like, or be worried about the logistics of what it is to come, you know, with another brand on board, because Flying Solo deals with all of that side of it. So I would definitely if you're offered a shoe wear or a handbag or an eyewear or another brand to go with, like, grab it with open arms.
Yes, absolutely.
That's all correct. And again, so whatever will be decided in terms of collaboration on the day of the fitting, that is it. So it cannot be changed on the day of the show. So guys, again, be mindful. It's not because just we don't want to or don't feel like it anymore. It's because another brand put their either accessory or clothing with yours, and we cannot switch it last minute with someone else, because all being arranged already, and every item I need to be a showcase on the runway. So that's why we have the whole fitting day, and it's also collaboration day when we put everything together, and that's when we establish the looks, how they're going to go on the runway. So be mindful of that. So whatever we leave with on the day of the fitting, this is final, cannot be changed after, and it's out of respect to other designers, out of respect to the whole process of the runway, and trust me, last minute changes are never good, so be mindful of that. So if you already have an idea what type of brand you want to collaborate with, great. If you don't, we have an amazing creative director, she'll definitely help you to arrange that. And if you end up being without collaboration for some reason as a clothing brand, don't worry. I mean, it's going to be still an amazing experience. We don't have accessory, unfortunately, for all of you, but we'll try to give as much as possible. Sometimes it will be just a few items going with your brand. Sometimes it will be the full jewelry brand going with your brand. So it will be various things, but any little thing keep bringing you more exposure. And any tagging, as girl said, brings you more exposure to your brand. So it's super important to tag everybody. Also, be respectful to the brands that you either trying to collaborate with, or maybe you've been offered to collaborate with, and whether you decide to go with it or not. Whether it is your aesthetic or not, another brand, another person put so much sweat and tears into the brand. It might not be your aesthetic whatsoever, and might not be a fit for your brand, and you can respectfully say that, but we encourage here collaboration, friendship, and long-term partnership. So therefore, again, be respectful to other designers, and that's how we make our shows successful.
Yes.
So, anything else, ladies, want to add about the experience before we move to the press questions and then to the questions of the audience?
Oh, wow. I would say just have fun and just do it from the heart, right? Mm-hmm. And this is me speaking for myself, as a designer, I feel like you should do it out of love first, and then everything else will come after, right? Mm-hmm. Be respectful, just doing it with love and respect and kindness, because I feel like we're in such an industry where it's ego-driven, mm-hmm. and it's a lot of people, it's me, 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 me. And honestly, I must say, Flying Solo has really incorporated the community of togetherness, of collaboration, and I feel like I've really learned a lot from them in terms of collaboration. And in my own experience, you know, as an eyewear designer, I really see the importance of collaboration. Mm-hmm. When you collaborate and you have a kind spirit and you work together, the possibilities are endless, right? So just bear that in mind going forward, and it's not just me, 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 but just collaborating, working together, and have fun. Guys, we are working in an industry where this is fashion, we're doing, you know, so have fun with it, so make it beautiful and make it memorable. That's just my takeaway from it. And I've, you know, all my collaborations is just by me just reaching out to people and say, hey, I love your brand, I'd love to work with you, let's collaborate. And through Flying Solo, they're like, oh, you work with Flying Solo, I love that you're, you know, into collaboration. And that has helped me so much, because I also tapped into their audience as well. Mm. So that's something to be mindful of. Yes.
I think to elaborate on what LaToya said, I know a lot of you will have traveled from quite far off, and you're either jet lagged or you're tired, or yes. like me, you're still with sewing. And I think one thing to keep in mind is, especially as a creative, often we're driven to this pinnacle of what you want to create, or this vision that you have in your mind, and you're yes. at this point running towards the fashion show with your head down, and it's like this little light at the end of the tunnel. And I think it would be one thing to just say, there's so many other little things and joys that will happen along the way, to just keep your eyes and ears open for that, because Flying Solo really is a magical family, and
yes,
the marketing team, the PR department, yes, the people that you'll meet along your journey
yes,
are like really special souls within the industry. And although New York City is New York City, as we all know, the industry is actually very small.
Yes,
and your name and your personality and your credibility to your other fellow designers gets known very, very quickly
yes.
and surprisingly quickly, and you will see the same people at a lot of parties and different shows. So I think, you know, to piggyback on, don't be as egotistical. I get it that you're tired and you need a lot of caffeine, but just keep in mind that, like, there's, like, you know, don't turn away the person that comes around or says something. Like, just keep your eyes open, because there's amazing extra little special things that happen around.
Yeah. Don't miss the little magical moments
Don't miss the magical moments. Yeah. Or the person that comes up and says, hey, you know, I do this, and, you know, take their business card or get their social media account, or even if your phone's died, write it down, because there'll be some reason why you're told that day. Like, that's really important for you to have heard that from that person. So,
yeah, because why do you guys do fashion? Why do we even do Fashion Week anyway, right?
Yeah.
Why do we do it? So that's one thing to think about. What is your takeaway? What experience do you want to leave with? So,
and don't forget to drink water.
Yeah, stay hydrated. Miami. I had stores in Miami. I was like, what? And then I was like, whoa.
Yeah, don't forget to eat.
Yeah, so take care of yourself as well. But
Yes, definitely power of collaboration. That's why we created a chat this time around for you guys.
Oh,
too.
Yeah, that's so good.
So we have two groups on Instagram. Make it very easy for all of you. So one is announcement, just information that you need to know about each day. And the second one is for you to talk to each other. Mm-hmm. So if someone wants to bring up with pictures there from their backstage and where other designers are captured, or want to say hi, or want to find another designer that they ran into, by all means do that. And also follow their advice of taking business cards, collaborating. Yes, so. We have so many brands that end up being lifetime collaborators that end up doing accessory and jewelry together,
yes,
and doing season after season.
Yes.
Some end up selling in the same stores after, going to the same markets. It's really, really powerful. You do not understand how many amazing creative it is in one room. It's actually quite rare.
Yeah, yes, it really yes, is. It's so, super special. Yes.
And and all with the same vision. That's also important. Mm. All with the same vision. So
and pedigree, yes, too. I would say that the level of quality that comes through Flying Solo,
absolutely,
is, it's really exceptional to be part of the show. And
yes,
like, you really should give yourselves a pat on the back
for, yes, for doing this. Amazing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One other thing that I would remind you, in New York City, if you're catching Ubers or you're relying on what it says on Maps or Google Maps to get somewhere, it will not
Don't do it.
You need to add a 45 minutes to that, because you need that buffer zone of,
yes,
like, shit happens, man, here.
Traffic,
so,
yeah. And it's fashion week, so everyone's in town.
Yeah, and there's no parking. So, yeah. You're going to need Ubers, but definitely give yourself an extra 45 of what you think,
yes,
that you might need, because you're going to need it.
Yes.
You know, just, it's so much easier to be there with 20 minutes to twiddle your thumbs and drink some water and talk to the person next to you than it is to run in thinking that you have missed the front line of what's going on, or you've dropped bags, or you've forgotten something at the hotel.
Yes.
So,
yes, yeah, absolutely.
So let's talk about press a little bit. Obviously, you both received press after the fashion show. So why is it important? I mean, it sounds like a silly question, right? But what press brings to your brand, and how you navigated it after the show? So what's the benefits?
Do you see your items in like Harper's Bazaar or Vanity Fair? Or like, does anybody else have that little girl moment where you're just like... I mean, I come from a tiny country at the bottom of the world. Like, we're like a little village in the middle of butt-putt nowhere. And no, I'm serious. There's only 5 million of us. There's more people in Brooklyn.
Well, Jamaica is less. We have 2.8 million. I'm Jamaican,
Little tiny.
Opening
up a fashion book, and you see something that you put your heart and soul into making.
Yes.
Like, one.
And her quotes are beautiful, by the way.
Oh, sweet. Thank you. It really is such an incredible feeling. But I mean, the ego side of it as a designer, there's that, but the credibility for your brand, once you're featured in a magazine of that type of pedigree, it really does show to your fellow colleagues and also to New York and to the world stage how much effort you've really put into your brand. And it is important. It's a bit like social media, whether you like it or not, it is important to have that presence and to show that you've reached a certain level of recognition and identity. But fuck, it's a buzz.
Yes, it's such
it
a
really
buzz.
Is. It's and such it's a buzz. So amazing to see what stylists do with your items as well. And again, that goes back to making sure that you tag whoever is involved, even makeup and hair as well. It is
everyone.
Do not leave anybody.
I actually had to tag someone's dog too. I'm like, they have Instagram? I'm
like,
they were in the shot. Anyway.
Yeah. Did you know that like dogs can get you married in New York now?
Oh, well, okay.
There you go.
Yeah, and what's the difference between coverage for Fashion Week and editorial coverage, in your opinion? So obviously, we as Flying Soul invite a lot of press to the show, and it's part of what we're going to do within next couple of days. But both Alexandra and Latoya have been a part of the cover room and the store after, before and after the show. So what editorial bring to you, editorial coverage, and how is it different from the Fashion Week coverage?
I would say that the editorial coverage that you get from Fashion Week, you get a lot more like the written biographies about your brand and who you are. So you want to make sure that you really do have a concise blurb ready explaining what the history behind your brand or what your motivations for the brand is, because that will be publicized, and also an idea of kind of the photos that maybe you would prefer. I think that's the really neat thing about Fashion Week, is that you get to get your story out as well.
Yes.
Whereas post Fashion Week, you have more stylists taking your pieces and doing amazing things with them. And so it's more of like a creative production.
Yes. For me, in terms of the runway, I feel like press is super important, especially me as an emerging, you know, we're all emerging designers. Press is super important. So for me, for Fashion Week, I've had so many amazing press. I remember we were on the rooftop and it was snowing that day. Yes. That was my favorite shoot because we were on the rooftop and it's so snowing. Cool. And here are these like handsome guys coming down in my eyewear, snowing. The most beautiful thing you've ever seen. And when I came down the runway, I remember specifically I was wearing the Ibiza green. And Marie Claire and Getty Images snapped something of me. And I just posted it on my Instagram and instantly that eyewear was sold out. So my I was like, ding, ding, ding. I'm like, whoa. And I'm like, I'm very grateful for that. But so just for that runway show, I sold out that eyewear. Mm. So this is me like, wow, this really works, right? So presence is also important. And I must say, I'm also a stylist. So I sell my brand. So whenever I walk down the runway, I'm also advertising. So that's one thing to also pay attention because you need your walk. Make sure that walk advertise your clothes and what you're about, right? So that is why I got all those like sold out Marie Claire, you know, Getty Images. They always have Getty Images and people love the hype. Let's be real, right? People love the hype. They're like, oh, she's on Getty Images. So that for me, that fashion week, I mean, I've had other experiences where I sold out online just by going down the runway, but that one was particularly like so emotional for me because within 10 minutes, the eyewear was sold out, right?
Oh, that's
amazing. I think that ambiance that Flying Solo did with the snow and on the rooftop, it kind of added that element. And in terms of editorial,
it was
so beautiful. I mean, we were cold, but it was worth it. It was so like the snow was coming down. All I'm like, please don't. I was like in stiletto. I'm walking, I'm like, please don't fall. Because I was literally walking on ice, guys. So for me, for runway, super important. And then for the editorial, oh my God. I feel so lucky and blessed to be in the copper room because, guys, I literally get a minimum of 5 editorial each month from the copper room, right?
Amazing.
It's such a blessing as an emerging brand to just see your work just being
seen.
It's very humbling.
It really is.
At first it was like, and then it was like, okay, so another magazine, you know, because when you start and I'm just a humble little girl from Jamaica, a country girl, and coming to New York. And as a little girl, this is means so much to me because I grew up reading these very magazines and then to see your product in this, like the first time I was in Harper's Bazaar, I cried because I grew up as a little country girl, like literally running on barefoot and to be in these magazines that I read as a little girl. It's so inspirational. And thank Elizabeth and the Copper Room for giving me that opportunity. I would suggest, guys, that if you can be in the store, be in the copper room, it's a big deal. Because of them, I've been, last year I checked, I was published 222 times.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. Did you know that? I counted them. 200 and in 1 year, 222 times.
That is amazing.
Thank you. Don't take that as an average. But with that, more importantly, that wasn't a me, it was a we.
Yeah.
And this is why, again, it's important to tag people because half of those were me just reaching out to people. Oh my God, I love this. And I should check Jackie. Where is Jackie? She's so amazing. She does this amazing editorial with my eyewear. And I reach out to, and I'm like, I'm that kind of designer where I'm not in the shoot. Like I'm in the back. This is the copper room. And I'm reaching out to them. Thank you. Like, have some gratitude for people choosing your eyewear. The copper room has a lot of eyewear. They could choose another brand. And this is why, you know, having a kind heart will take you so much further than your talent, right? This is me getting these magazines as well because I reached out to them. I love this. Can we do another one like this? And they're like, oh, yeah, sure. You know what I mean? So having a heart, not just being a designer, but having a heart and being very collaborative and respectful of people, I think that will take you a long way. And that is why I've been featured 222 times in 1 year.
Yay!
That's so amazing.
That's really quite amazing.
Yes.
Well, congratulations on
Thank
that.
You.
I really didn't know that it was 200.
Yes, I counted. I counted, like, definitely. And I must, incredible. Like I say, Jackie, She's in the back. Yes! Very instrumental in that as well. You should see her work so style much. In my eyewear. It's so beautiful. So beautiful.
So thank you so much, everybody. So round of applause to
thank you. Thank you, guys.